Hello and welcome to the next podcast in our series Spotlight on Customer Service in collaboration with Joe Leckie of Big Pitch Training. Good to talk to you again, Joe. This podcast picks up on a key theme from our previous podcast, the link between trust and customer service. So, Joe, why do you think that this is so important?
Well, hello, Denise. And thank you for having me today. Trust is it's vital, isn't it, in terms of the customer experience. And that's why it's a core element of the training that we provide, actually, at Big Picture Training. When we do customer service training, trust is in there. It's a big element. And it's really difficult to quantify trust, isn't it? But essentially, it's that feeling of connectedness, feeling that someone cares about you and they will remain out of judgment. I think we talked about this last time we met. We talked about trust being a fundamental element of any relationship. And it's really important that we instill a feeling of trust when we're interacting with our customers, you know, particularly in social housing, because as housing providers, the product that we're selling is someone's home. And if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs there, shelter is a basic physiological need. Mm. Yeah. And as housing professionals, then we're often discussing really personal and emotional issues with our tenants. And they need to be able to feel that they can trust us. They're not going to be prepared to open up to us, for example, to discuss issues around their rent account, if they don't feel that they can trust us. I've seen some research out there that human beings make judgments about trust within nanoseconds of meeting each other.
And yes, yeah.
They do, and it's vestiges from a time when we were primitive animals and we needed to know whether that human coming across the way was friendly or whether they were going to eat us for dinner. But it just is fundamental in all relationships. It's there. It's an unconscious bias, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, the discussions that we've had previously around trust, we also touched on the work of Stephen Covey, obviously a master in this field. Yeah. And I think it's interesting that in his work around the five waves of trust, the market trust is up there in those top five waves of trust. And that basically relates to brand and reputation when it comes to organisations, both of which are very hard to build and very easy to lose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the five waves of trust, they sort of build on each other, don't they? And it starts off with individuals being able to be trustworthy, their own personal brand making them trustworthy. But the problem is that a brand identity, an organisation's brand identity, that relies on everyone in the organisation living the vision, the values, the behaviours of the organisation. And often there can be a gap between the brand identity, how the organisation wants to be perceived, and the brand image, how the organisation is perceived. And I probably talked about this last time, Denise, because this is one of my big things. It is, because it's that gap that can really damage reputation. So you might want to be perceived one way, but if you're perceived in a different way, that's going to damage your reputation. And closing that gap between brand identity and brand image, it's a real issue for social housing providers at the moment. We've got the Independent Housing Ombudsman, and they're finding maladministration against a number of different housing organisations in the sector at the moment. And essentially what's happening is that housing organisations are putting out there this mission and these vision statements that say things like, we will provide good quality, safe and affordable housing, for example. And then the Housing Ombudsman is finding maladministration because of the way that they're looking after and maintaining their homes. They're not providing safe and affordable, good quality housing. Mm-hmm. And so there's that big gap. So they're putting it out there, this is what we do, yet they're not doing it. Mm. And Covey says that it's real integrity that builds credibility and then builds trust. Because if you've got integrity, there'll be no gap between what you say you're going to do, your brand identity, and what you actually do, your brand image. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, no, completely. And I know that we've also referenced previously the work that distinctive people do with organisations in defining and shifting culture. And for me, you know, the things that you're talking about there come down directly to culture and the culture of an organisation. As I've said previously, we use the Matthew Syed Mindset Advantage Diagnostic. And one of the things that explores around culture is internal trust aspects. So it's asking questions such as, do we work well together as a team, and do we build trust between us? So what direct impact do you think that this internal trust has on customer service?
Well, it's all directly linked. It's like a golden thread running through the whole organisation, isn't it? The organisation putting out their vision and their value statements. And it's up, as I said earlier, it's up to the staff to actually turn those into actual behaviours. And when employees feel aligned with the company values and they feel respected and trusted and valued by their organisation and their colleagues, then they're going to feel this sense of belonging and connectedness, and they'll become what I call, I did a thing on LinkedIn on this just recently, actually, they'll become what I call brand ambassadors, who actually want to deliver on the standards and the promises that the organisation is making to customers. So we're back to that brand identity again, aren't we? They'll actually want to deliver that brand identity.
Yeah.
I think there's an example that Stephen Covey gave that I quote quite often, where he asked senior leaders, do you genuinely care for the people that you're leading? And he asked the middle managers the same thing, do the senior leaders care about you? And there was a 68-point gap between the two. So even I know that's huge, isn't it? So even though the leaders said that they cared, you know, the leaders said, yes, we care about our people, but the people just weren't feeling it. Mm. Many leaders care, but if the people they lead aren't feeling it, that gap in perception will reduce trust within the organisation.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess actually that sort of gap there in terms of what are leaders feeling and what are the staff feeling, then the same principle could apply to customers. Because if you asked organisations in the main, they would likely say, yeah, you know, we really care about our customers. And then you ask the customers and there's a large disparity there.
There absolutely is. And this was one of the learnings from the pandemic that really shocked me, was that when we were doing, or how I say we, because I still feel I work in the sector, but when housing organisations were doing a numerous welfare calls to people during the pandemic, when we were all in lockdown, feedback was that customers said they didn't think that we cared about them. And that was mortifying for me, because that's why I work in the sector, because I really want to make a difference. So to think that our customers thought we didn't care about us was a real, well, it brought it all home to me, really. I think that was that one, we didn't think our landlord cared about us, so we were surprised when we received a welfare call, you know.
And also,
you know, often issues around poor customer service will track back to the fact that teams aren't providing each other with customer service excellence internally. And another thing that I've had a bit of a rant actually on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago, I think maybe I had a ranty post, and I sort of said, you know, why is it that I'm getting all the customer facing teams on my customer service training, when actually what I need is the whole organisation? It's everybody needs to be on this, because internal customer service is vital. Otherwise, you won't get good external customer service. You know, if there's not psychological safety between teams, if teams are working in silos and they don't trust each other and they don't provide each other with customer service excellence, then the end user is going to suffer at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And that comes back to exactly what we were saying about, you know, are we building trust between us internally, and are we working well across the organisation as a team, which is probably the subject of a whole different podcast here. That's massive. So thank you very much, Jo, again. And thanks all for listening. And look out for our next blog and podcast, when we'll shine the spotlight on another aspect of customer service.
Thank you so much for me.
Thanks, Jo. Bye.
Bye.